Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
The Share Pickers Weekend Podcast with Justin, Paddy, Peter and Steve. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the Weekend Podcast. Yeah, he hasn't happened for years and years and years. And in fact, Pete, thanks for turning up. And in fact, you turned up with a book as well, which is quite nice. And you know, you read through it and all that stuff. Paddy didn't. Steve didn't. Well, Steve can't read, to be fair.
No. You know. So, Steve's waiting for the audiobook.
Yeah. He said, have you got the audio? I can listen. I can't read words. I mean, I've said that before. I sent him that book years ago. And I thought he was joking. I said, a Radio 1 book, which we were both working in radio at the time. It was a very good book, the history of Radio 1 and, you know, the behind the scenes and all that stuff and the egos. And it's very good. And I lent it to Steve. I said, Steve, you read it. I said, I don't read books. He said, and he literally, about 3 years later, he said, that's a good book, that. Really good. And I stayed with him about another year after that. And he was still on his bedside cabinet, half read. I said, Steve, you've had it 5 years or something, that book. What are you doing? But, he can't read, love him. But it just shows, though, you don't need to read and write in this day and age. Do you really? Too much?
No, AI just get AI to do it.
So I've been doing. Sorry, I'm a bit knackered. We're sort of living still. We're almost two-thirds of the house is done. The outside is not, but we're having house renovated and the upstairs is done. The mid-floor now is sort of done. You walk in, you see it's a mid-floor and thing. That's sort of done in little bits. But the lower mid and lower is not done. Sort of four sort of floors really. And we've just been, me and Megan, moving six oak wooden doors from one room to another, then lots of flooring and then lots of bits and pieces. And it's still dust everywhere. Dust gets bloody everywhere. So we're knackered here, but it's amazing how you transform a house. I love it. Thanks for coming on, Peter. So I want to do this just to promote the book, you know what I'm saying? Because
not just to talk to me. There's some other motive. Right. I see. Yeah. No.
Are you in Spain? Spanish Spain?
I am in Spain. I speak to you from Spain.
That's nice, isn't it? Yeah. And what's the weather like? Because the weather over here has been dreadful. Oh, hang on. Yeah, hang on. iPhone 284 has entered the waiting room.
Ah, okay. Who's that?
Well, I assume it's a random. What's Paddy? Let's see if it's a random. iPhone 284. iPhone 284 coming through.
Come in.
Hello.
Come in, iPhone 284.
Hello.
Oh, it's Paddy.
Hello, Paddy. Paddy!
In the dark. Sorry, Paddy. Your sleeping patterns all over the place. Paddy, like Pete just pointed out before you came on, Pad, you are fashionably late, that the last time we did a podcast, you didn't have a son.
No, and now I do.
Yeah, not you know of. So what's it like, Pad?
Mate, it's fun, isn't it? It's always a challenge.
No, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. Is it a challenge? Yeah. I said that to Pete. I said, listen, it starts off most protective thing in the world. I don't know if you saw that thing about having, I think, three kids. The first kid you have, they say, They literally, you protect them from everything. You walk around super cautious, drive the car at 20 miles an hour, you know, purify the water, all things you do. Yeah. Second kid, you're a little bit more lax. The third kid is eating mud off the ground. You don't really care. It's like, you're used to it. And, but is he sleeping all right? That's the main thing. And you realize, you know, people used to use that as torture. And you think, what's stupid sleeping torture? And you realize when you have a kid, it is actually torture. Lack of sleep. It messes with your head so much, doesn't it?
He's been okay. He's, I mean, this could be famous last words, but he sleeps pretty consistently.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Just getting him into his sleep suit now.
Steve and Peter are in this.
Yeah.
Well,
he's already in bed.
Steve can't make it. He's in his sleep suit already. So, sorry, I'm in my sleep suit by upper six. But I like the idea of a sleep suit.
It's like a little it's a straitjacket, basically. It keeps them in like a cocoon, and they can't wake themselves up by hitting themselves in the face.
I like that idea, a sleep suit. I think we should have sleep suits for grown-ups, for me.
Ellis, say hello to Uncle Justin.
Hello, Ellis. Hello, Uncle Justin. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Hello, Ellis.
Yes.
Listen now, stay awake. For your dad, mum and daddy, stay awake all night. They love it. When you cry non-stop at night, they love that. They love to give you attention at 3 in the morning and 4 in the morning and 5 in the morning. They love that. Wake them up. Potty time. Milk time. Milky. It is hard work. But anyway, Pat, I just want to do a quick weekend podcast. Of course, you're otherwise occupied most of the time now. But do you know what? You say that. That is so good that Ellis is sleeping, because that's the thing. That's the be-all, end-all. When we had Fred, he slept very well. Unbelievable. Then we had Monty, and we literally explained to the lady, was the people that come around sometimes? Social workers, please. I don't know who they are.
Health worker.
It should have been a social worker. But we explained his sleep patterns, and she said, "Well, that's and this was going on for like now 6 months," and she said, "That's probably the worst probably sleeper I've ever experienced in my 14 years of working in this job." And he used to wake up every hour and a half, and I used to go to work. So I used to cycle into work when I worked at Jack FM and Sam FM, and I was drunk. On tiredness, delirious almost, and you realise you get really, angry and nasty but sleep torture. As long as you've got sleep sauce, that's fine. It's plain sailing from your pad.
Yeah, I'm just learning never to think that I've got anything sus, because the next week it changes completely. So at the moment it's fine.
It changes all the time. I thought it'd get easier, but apparently the hardest bit is with newborns, and then they get better and they get better and better. And then teenagers again is another hard, and we're finding that now. Our kids, they're a pain in the backside. Teenagers. When I used to study sort of happiness stuff, there was this graph that used to go down at the birth of your kid, the couple's happiness, and then it slowly come back up because they're cute and they get so cuter 2, 3, 4, and then and then it goes. Drops off a cliff again at teenage years because they're a pain in the backside. Because they argue. Monty argues with everything. I'll say anything and he argue with me. Anything at all, you know? Like tonight, there's a big field behind us and it's called the Mead, right? And it's full of boggy water. We've had two storms back to back. It's probably the worst week to go in that thing. It's just black, dirty, smelly mud. He had two friends around. He went in the Mead, texted me, "I'm in the Mead." I said, "What are you doing in the Mead? Get out of the Mead, you fool." He said, "Oh, it's okay, I've got wellies on." I said, "What are your two friends?" "No, they haven't." I said, "Well, they're not coming back in the house." They came up to their thighs in black, dirty mud that smell like crap. And they think that's funny, you know? Well, that's not funny at all, you brain-dead idiots. Anyway.
He's probably taken loads of ketamine, wouldn't
they? Yeah, and then he argued with me. So I said, "This is probably the he argued with me. I said, you storm Bert, Storm Connell, back to back, and you've gone in the Mead." I said, "There's only 2 months in the year where the Mead is basically passable because it's boggy, and you've gone in the worst day of the year." He said, "No, it's probably not the worst day of the year." I said, "What are you arguing me for?" Anyway, Paddy.
Even more random than it used to be.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Paddy, say again.
Apparently there was a brand new book about how to become a millionaire that would take the edge off all of this.
Yes. So listen, the reason why I'm doing this podcast, on Tuesday, my first ever book is published. you know, how to become a microcap millionaire, a three-step strategy, what, when, how to become stock market success. I've forgotten the title, actually. But it's going to be released. And thing is, right now, they're clever, aren't they? It's you can get it on all different, like, you know, WH Smith or Wattstones, all that. But if you go to Amazon, they already give you like 23% off on the paperback version. Nice. That's how they sneak ahead of the other publishers, yep. isn't it? Yeah. That's Jeff Bezos saying, give the customer what they want.
That'll come out of the author's profits, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope not. The thing is, you don't make a lot of profit in a book. I mean, it's a tiny percentage you make, but it's all about that. It's just getting the book out there, and it's good marketing, and I've learned a lot, you know, sort of reading it,
You write it as well.
When the guy finished it and passed it on to me and said, is this good enough? I said, yeah, it's good. I've learned a lot from reading that.
Yeah.
How much ChatGPT did you use in the writing of the book?
Say again?
How much ChatGPT did you use in the writing of the book?
I didn't use, do you know what? I don't think I was in that. I know, still not really. It's, our phase is gone now. Do you use that or not?
Definitely not gone. It's everywhere.
Do you say it's gone? No, it's growing all the time and getting better all the time.
It's getting better. What do you use it, Peter?
Yeah, absolutely. For all sorts of stuff.
Well, like?
Well, from a business point of view, everything from troubleshooting Excel formulas to...
what I've used it for. Yeah, that's brilliant. I when I was doing my formulas for the website...
That's brilliant. Really?
Yeah. I literally, you know, I had this one thing where I want to say, if this cell scores this or this or this or this, yeah. it's got to be this, give it this many points, this many points, this many points. How do you put a formula for that? And it comes up in a second. That's brilliant. Yep. I know. I love that. Yeah.
But all sorts of stuff. Amazingly powerful.
Yeah, but I don't see, you have to, do you do the paid version? I think there's better things. Yes. You know, in fact, you know what? Grok is quite good on, because we're doing this house renovation stuff, then we're just sort of looking for colour schemes for bedrooms and stuff. Grok on X, on Twitter, you'd say something like, you know, give me a bathroom with grey tiles, whatever, you know, white blinds, whatever, and it'll do it. Or it's amazing. Or, you know, like a bathroom with flowery wallpaper, black sort of, you know, sort of tops and that stuff. And to the detail, it comes up with it in seconds. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's handy. That's going to transform like design and all that stuff, won't it? You know?
Yeah. 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 And like tools like, well, Claude is another one that's.
Claude?
Yeah. Claude, yeah. ChatGPT. But FreePic for image generation, stuff like that. That's getting very good.
Is it?
Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff. It's pretty scary, really. Very clever, but pretty scary.
Yeah, that's what I want, is someone to, you know, I know to recommend this stuff, because you see a lot of it recommended on an X on platforms, and you think, well, you probably own it or whatever. But it will get better and better. But the scary thing is that, you know, AI data centers use 10 times the power energy than normal data centers. I'm thinking, well, where's all that energy going to come from?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, because we're already, you know, it's very volatile energy prices anyway. So I don't know where that's why hopefully I'm going to get solar in my house, because I think energy prices are crazy again when we start after powering AI data centers around the world. We're at the start, aren't we? Let's be honest. It's going to get worse and worse. So well, how are you going to pay for that energy? Where's it going to come from?
Solar.
Yeah.
Solar. Well, you should ask AI that, maybe. That's, you know, maybe ask ChatGPT. So anyway, have you read any of the book, Pad?
Yeah.
I'll start again. Have you read any of the book, Pad?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll ask again. Paddy, truthfully, have you read any of the book?
Loved it. So good.
Chapter 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, you are lying in front of your son now. Yeah?
Mm.
You've got to set a good example, Pad. And it doesn't matter if you haven't, just be honest, you know? Have you read it?
Yeah, I loved it. So good. So insightful.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you guys, because obviously Pete's just busy sitting on a sofa in Spain, and Paddy's raising a
Spain,
child
Pete?
There.
Mm. Yeah, I am in Spain, yeah. It's warmer, you know?
Yeah. Hang on. You're not allowed over there, are you, for the amount of time you're over there for? I think you're an elite.
I'm back next week, so that's my limit. I haven't got many more days left, thanks to Brexit.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But are you coming down to see the house finished? The house is going to be almost finished. It's nearly finished.
What are we doing, Christmas?
Yeah, we're coming down and see.
Just going to be after Christmas, yeah, because it's overrun. The builder said it's going to take 4 weeks. And three weeks, he said. When we said that we have an extension at the back, you know, knocking the walls through the kitchen, all that stuff, cladding, rendering, all that, painting, plastering, all that stuff. He said, it's going to take about 3 weeks. I said, what? We, me and Megan looked at each other. We're now going into month three.
Yeah.
Next week. So we'll go for 3 weeks to 3 months. That means
people might... Did you agree a price on 3 weeks?
Say again?
Did you agree a 3 week price?
No.
Yeah,
right. It's getting there. We're like I said, there's almost two thirds done. The bottom two floors are now just being plastered and putting in. So I think maybe the week after next, maybe we'll be back to normal almost, you know, apart from the outside is a bit messy. But so 2 weeks time, it'll probably be done. But But anyway, listen, I just want to say, if this is a good thing, if you buy the book, okay, if you pre-order it, first of all, pre-order it now. You get 23% off on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
And if you're not a member of the Share Pickers Investment Club and you write a positive review when you buy the book, you will get 50% off the membership. Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's 23% off the book, 50% off membership club.
That's amazing. Are you asking for those reviews to be more than just three words? Is there a minimum review?
If he said, I like it. That's right. Yeah, it's not going to convince anyone that, is it really? I like it a lot. You've got to say something. Like Paddy, I read it. Lovely. Yeah.
What if you are a member of the club? What'd you get?
Well, you become a part of the VIP membership, and then special things will happen.
Okay. I'm not, you get another copy of the book.
I'm making a copy of the book with you, right? Your picture and Paddy's picture and Steve's, and AI generated to make you look, you know, a bit sexy. Yeah?
Right, excellent. Okay, good.
In a sort of oily mess, the three of you on the floor smiling in trunks.
Okay.
Tight trunks. That's all people want, isn't it? In life.
Is it? Okay, that's what you want, clearly.
Yeah. So. Anyway, don't miss it. I'm sorry. This will go out on the weekend. You've got 2 days. Why is Steve taking pictures? Steve's just texting. Steve is posting his sleep suit. He's just taking a picture. He's like, trying to prove to us. He said, I can't make it. I'm in my sleep suit. I'm working in London. But he's taking a picture of a sort of posh, old, ornate sort of presentation room, and he's doing the audio there. There we are. Very impressive, Steve, the soundboard. Apart from Labour messing up the markets and messing up all we had was interest rates coming down pretty much in this country. Let's be honest, our productivity was crap. Everything was crap anyway. And then we had, get the markets rallying, interest rates coming down, and the budget put paid to that, because now there's going to be more unemployed, higher inflation, and even the Bank of England said, the OBR, their forecast is no growth pretty much. And prices are going up, and employers are probably not going to take on as many people. So, thoughts on the markets, boys? Anyway,
pretty good.
What was that, Pat?
It's looking pretty good. I'm excited.
Genuinely, Pad, what was your thoughts on the budget? I know, fixing the foundations, working people, all that stuff, right? Fix the foundations. We're going to put more pounds in your pocket. Smash the gags.
What's the alternative?
Well, the alternative is this, right? You can't tax away the growth. So what you have to do is enable business, incentivize them, take on people, grow, and you get more tax take. It'll take a longer time, but it's fine. You don't have to go nuts now and try to clear the decks and kill everyone and kill all business growth. So you don't raise taxes. You say you get more people working, more people spending in the economy. That way, more productivity, more things are produced, and then more tax comes through. So you enable business rather than just kill business. It's like they've thrown water on the fire. And then, oh my God.
Yeah. They could probably have done it slightly better, but I think there are lots of companies in the country that can afford a little bit more tax, because they had this rate cut about 3 years ago. So it's basically just taking back something that was cut a few years ago.
Well, the national insurance was cut. They should have done that. They should have just left it. The thing is, what they did was they were boxed into a corner in the election. No taxes. We're not going to raise taxes on working people. Working people. So they said VAT, national insurance, and income tax they were going to raise, right? But they had to raise money because the finances needed it, and so they sort of, but they sort of lied then, and then they raised national insurance. They said no, not on working people though. They said, hang on a sec, small business people are working people.
And it wasn't just the raise; it was the reduction in the threshold. That's the real killer.
So but really people start £9,100 wasn't starting before, and now you start paying national insurance at £5,000. So even part-time people, you know, got to start paying it. It's like just cost business more. It's like just think. But do you know what? You didn't. Paddy said they could have done a bit better. Says to me, even he thought the budget was dreadful because he's not going to say anything bad about Labour. He's a card carrier. So
The state of the country after 14 years of those clowns, and Labour are going to get judged in 4 years' time on certain things, and one of them is going to be whether the NHS is working better. So they do need more money coming in to fix that, and they can't wait for that to happen.
I understand. So, I understand it was hard, but wouldn't it be nice if they'd just said at the start, right? When Sark said you're going to raise taxes, they said what we're going to do is put the one penny back on national insurance for everyone. That would have done it. That would clear the 40 billion, right? And if they'd been honest with that, Ron said, no, we're not going to raise taxes. We're not working people. They kept saying working people. Like, what do you keep saying working people for? How do you define working people? Because the hardest working people are small business owners who open the shop, have 10 people. They work their asses off. Now, they got the cost there of that. But so they should just be honest. Said, no, we're going to reverse that national insurance on employees and employers. Just put one penny back on. That's done. That's it. And then... But they didn't.
You could have made quite a good case of that as well, couldn't you? You could have said this was never costed in the first place. Yeah. It was a crazy thing to do. They were trying to buy your vote. We're just going to be honest with you and say that's got to go back on. Yeah, that would have been easier.
Okay. I'll let you go. I just want to come on and just talk about the book. Just put something out there. Some people, will not be aware of it. The extra benefit from buying the book. Just give me a positive review.
What's the title?
When's it out?
It's called How to Become a Microcap Millionaire. A three-step strategy for stock market success.
Brilliant.
Now's
the time to start because it's, bear market.
Yeah. Well, I genuinely think, if you look at it, I look at do a daily podcast, looking at all the economic indicators, and it's not good. And I don't think inflation is going to take off because people are under the cosh. They're finding it hard. Nothing's growing. All personal management indexes is down, all sentiment's down, all confidence is down, business investment is down. So I don't think we'll have inflation. That's what the Bank of England are worrying about. And I think you'll have an energy tick up and you'll have inflation from increased wages that Labour's allowed and all that stuff. But then less people get employed. So less people will stimulate the economy. So I think interest rates, on a positive note, I think interest rates will be coming down and that will stimulate the markets. It may take another, few months. I still believe in the Santa Rally because it's been crap on AIM for a while now. So I think the Santa Rally may happen. But then as long as the Bank of England as well, just start bringing them down gently. It's like, don't wait until the worst case scenario where you see deflation happening or just bring it down gently. Help businesses. It'll help so many businesses and so many investors. And if you want growth, that's what you do. Sod inflation. It's not going to happen, is it? It's done. It's done. It's done. It's, we're on the brink of deflation, if anything. But anyway, all right. What time is Betty buys in, Pad, for Ellis?
In about 5 minutes.
Is it? So that's 5 minutes. That's 10 past 7. That's about Megan's bedtime.
Having his dinner, and then that'll be that for the day.
Oh, do you know what? Being a kid, being a baby in a loved home, looked after, is there any better thing in the world? You literally, right, things get put in your mouth for you that you like. Mm. You push them at your backside when you want. Someone cleans that up for you. You just put to bed. Everything's done for you. It's all downhill from there, isn't it? Literally. All your favourite milk, whatever, all your favourite food, favourite bed, everything just... If you don't like something, someone attends to you. It's like just having a little bell, isn't it? That's all it is. That's all it is for, attention. But that cry, when they cry, it is pre-programmed, hardwired. It's almost like an electric drill into your brain, isn't it? It really does alarm you, and you take notice when a baby of yours cries. So we were in a play centre before, and Megan, you have about three or four kids crying, and if one of our kids cried, she could pick up on it straight away. It's amazing, you know? So, yeah, it's very effective, isn't it? But isn't it? Can you remember being a baby, Pete?
No, I can't actually, and it wasn't long ago, but...
It was quite long ago now. Well, not in the grand scheme of things. But before we go, right, earliest memory. What's your earliest memory?
Keep it probably clean. The weekend podcast. I'm not very good. My brother's very good at remembering. So I can't remember. I think I remember stuff from photographs. I don't think I've...
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, yeah.
Actual memories.
Pat, do you have an earliest memory?
Nothing.
Sorry, I was on mute. The grass being cut on the park opposite my house.
Was I 17?
I was 17, yeah.
Yeah. No, I got an earliest memory where I said to my parents, right, I fell off a climbing frame when we were on holidays in Spain. It was like in the early 80s or something. Late 70s it was. So the first time we were in Spain. And they said, you never fell off a climbing frame. I said, yes, right. I did. I said, no, you didn't. I said, well, who did then?
You were pushed.
This other boy did. And I thought it was me. And I don't know what that is. So I've got an earliest memory. So all that nonsense about psychologists. What's your earliest memory? It doesn't make it, just, you know, especially in this day and age, all photographs everywhere, Instagram and all that, whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
It actually wasn't the park opposite a house, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have a grass opposite your house?
There wasn't a park opposite the house. So maybe.
See, everything's a lie, isn't it? What can you trust these days? Can't even trust anything. Can't even trust Paddy reading the book. Right. All right, boys. Don't forget, published on Tuesday. If you buy before then, 23% off. And if you give a positive rating and review, 50% off membership of the Shipbreakers Investment Club. Until then, have a nice... Well, I'll see you. If you don't speak before Christmas, boys, because it's not far off. And you don't do the weekend podcast anymore. So, I'll see you just after Christmas. And in fact, just thinking already, we've got a nice big spare bedroom, Pat. I think, you're sleeping well. I said to Megan, I think Paddy should have the big bed because he probably hasn't slept very well. But considering now you said you've slept well, I think we just toss for it, yeah?
I'm sleeping okay. I wouldn't say well.
Oh, look, he's rolling back now. He's pitching for the big bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Maybe Steve needs it though in his little sleep suit. All right, boys. Have a nice
weekend.
And speak to you next week. He probably won't.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
The Share Pickers Weekend Podcast with Justin, Paddy, Peter and Steve. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.